to Dish Nation.
Hey!
Dishing about today.
Well, Kanye West gave Kim Kardashian her driver's license. We'll explain.
Well, hopefully Kim will use that driver's license to meet up with Succession's Nicholas Braun because he's shooting his shot.
Also, Tina Knowles Lawson has proclaimed her son-in-law Jay-Z as one badass man.
But I'm going to be shooting from New York all week, but I am here. Brent, what you got going on?
It looks like Lionel Richie may have found his endless love. So much the internet has been buzzing about the photos of Lionel and his alleged girlfriend, Lisa Parrigi, because of their 41-year age difference. Woo!
Oh, wow.
Hello. Now, listen, y'all. Lionel is 71 and Lisa is 30, okay? So supposedly the couple have been an item since 2014. But when the age difference was released, baby, in the words of Gary, you know Twitter had something to say. One person tweeted, Lionel Richie inspires me to never give up on love and that I can find true love from my granddaughter's friend.
You know, that's one way to look at it. Optimism.
Wait, that's not all, y'all. Somebody else posted a picture of a fetus with the caption, Lionel Richie's girlfriend when he was 40. Oh, my God.
That is hilarious.
Now, that takes patience.
That is funny.
It's just number, Sherry, and throwing down ain't nothing but a thing. Do you think 41 years is major or not?
Mm. You know what, but you got to understand, too, Brett, if they got together in 2014, that means Lisa was 23 and he was 64. So that's young. Like, she needs to know words like knee replacement and stroke as opposed to orgasm.
Yes.
And dentures. Like, those are conversations.
Well, I think it's running the family, y'all, because didn't his daughter date Scott Disick with his older
ass? Yeah. Yeah.
That did happen.
It's in the DNA.
22, 37.
That did happen.
Y'all sit here talking about this man and this woman. I don't give a damn how old she is. It's Black History Month, and I'm glad she's black. So that's all that matters to me. So go on. Well, Lionel might be in love, but baby, Kim Kardashian, y'all, is really from heartbreak. Now, I'm divorced, y'all, from husband of 7 glorious years, honey, Kanye West. Kim might be taking it a little harder than we thought, y'all. The reality star, y'all, posted a video of the California desert windmills, honey, while playing Olivia Rodrigo, honey, hit breakup anthem, Driver's License. Y'all, take a look at this link.
Hearing how much I miss you, but I kind of feel sorry for them, because they'll never know you the way that I do yet.
She's feeling it.
You feel bad. Here's the thing.
She was married to him for 7 years. They have 4 children together. Yeah. You know, aside from all of the media stuff,
they're human.
When you have a child with a man, you do have a connection. And when you have 4, she went through very hard pregnancies, even with the surrogates. I think that there was a connection, and it's a tearing apart of 2 people who were one.
That's right.
Yeah, people don't understand, when you go through a divorce, you can't completely hate that person at the moment. You can be mad or whatever, but it is like a death in the family. It's like the ending of like what you hope for your future. So I totally get it. That video almost had me in tears. I'm not gonna lie. It was like emotional. Yeah.
So Portia, do you like listening to sad songs after a breakup? And which song do you like?
Portia, you ready to twerk and start over?
Y'all don't like listening to sad songs?
I'm Cardi B. I listen to Cardi B whole playlist just to pump me up. Make me feel like I'm that bitch. Like,
Pump yourself up. Yes.
Mm-hmm. Okay. The same people who like to listen to sad songs while they're sad are the same people who like to look in the mirror and watch themselves cry.
That's me. I love it. Well, Kim doesn't have to be alone. Sometimes the best way to get over somebody is to get under somebody. And Succession's Nicholas Braun, is shooting a shot at Kim Kardashian. So the actor posted a video talking about how the Kanye divorce was making him so sad, and maybe Kim should consider giving a completely different type of guy a chance. Check this out.
I'm wondering, are you willing to even take a shot on a new guy at this point? Or, you know, just a guy who's reaching out on her, you know, talking about her on the internet, like a video, like making a guy who makes a video like this, and because he doesn't know anybody who knows her. And so he's just sort of like making a video that might like possibly penetrate her, enter her sphere of, well, let's not talk through our minds like this anymore. Let's meet up.
He's smart because you gotta get in there early because like the Kardashian family is like the doors at Walgreens. They're very automatic, and if you don't move fast enough, someone's gonna be in there.
I mean, I feel like if it's somebody you want, go by any means necessary. I feel like this is what he felt like he should do, and I felt like it was genuine and sincere, even though he said something about penetrating. We don't know what else he was thinking about, and he used the wrong choice of words. I thought it was sweet, and he was trying to really explain himself. And he better shoot a shot early because they finna start sliding up in them DMs, baby.
Do y'all think he should have started out the video saying, even though I'm white?
Yes, that's what he should have did.
Well, this is sweet. Miss Tina knows Lawson wrote her son-in-law Jay-Z a love letter. Let me elaborate. The 2021 love letter is a message on Instagram, okay? So to celebrate Jay-Z selling 50% of his Ace of Spades campaign brand in a huge deal, Miss Tina posted a really beautiful letter on IG and praised her son-in-law for being a real man. Wow. Now here's a little bit of what she wrote. Sherry, why don't you do it in your best Tina Lawson voice?
All right, HK. This is a love letter to my son-in-law, Sean Carter. Jay, I salute you and your latest venture in selling 50% of your champagne company to LVHM. You are a badass brother. I love you so much.
Gotta love it.
The mother of the daughter who was scorned will not let your ass forget it, okay? She done brought him in, and it ain't got nothing to do with him getting his money. But she like, listen, I'm gonna remind you that you did one little thing, but I forget it. It's still good. Right. And I love you.
Right. Well, y'all, I hear the Lord Scott Disick is up to his old tricks again. Heidi, say it ain't so.
That's right, Brat. Well, he's done it again, Scott Disick. Oh, Frank, he's living your dream. He's doing it again. He introduced his 19-year-old model girlfriend, Amelia Gray Hamlin, to his three kids, who he has with Kourtney Kardashian. So remember, he was with Sophia Richie. She was like 19 years old.
19 or 20 or something.
Something like that. Now, Amelia Gray Hamlin, who is Lisa Rinna and Harry Hamlin's daughter, if you didn't know that. The blended family was spotted at the Sugar Factory in Miami, along with some friends enjoying dinner and having fun. Now, Scott Disick is 37 years old.
Is he 37 years old, or is that his new waist size?
He looks like he's been indulging during quarantine.
He's a little stuffy around the biceps.
He's really, I mean, he just, you know, when you're going through things.
He's had one too many M&Ms.
Now, here's what I think is weird. He's 37 years old. He's already introduced Amelia Gray Hamlin to his kids. They've only been dating a few months. So imagine the kids going, oh, I'm with Miss Sophia, you know, Sophia Richie, and she's in the picture for a while, and now that's gone, and now he's got a brand new possible stepmommy that's
I don't think these kids have any idea who these women are. I think that, you know, in this, you know, with Kourtney and Scott, they have nannies that are probably about 2019. They're always helping them out. So they just think it's like part of the help coming over. It's like, oh, this is Sophia. Oh, this is Amelia. It's like, I don't think they think that, oh, it's daddy's new girlfriend. It's daddy's new hire that's going to help us.
Well, if they do know, Frank, now think about this. Is it a dream for a boy to have a 19-year-old stepmom?
19-year-old stepmom's actually my number one search on porn. All right, you guys keep it locked right here because we have more Dish Nation coming up.
Dish Nation. All right, it's been a rough season for The Bachelor, y'all, and last night got even rougher. On last night's episode, Matt James and the show's controversial frontrunner, Rachel Kirkconnell, went skydiving, y'all, and Matt came down first, and then he watched Rachel hit the ground in a brutal landing. Oh, and it seems like seeing her fall made him realize he was falling for her. See what I did? Check it out.
My heart hurt when I was watching you, you know what I mean? Because you weren't moving for a second. And I was like, you don't realize how much you care until it's like there is a chance that you could be gone, you know?
Okay, she's gonna rub her neck.
Well, she shouldn't have skydived.
That fall was crazy, y'all.
You know, the problem with Matt James is if he falls in love with this Kirkconnell girl and she is like liking racist tweets and she's liking posts with people wearing MAGA hats and throwing in part of antebellum South parties, this man, if he falls in love with her, will be in a new Get Out too. And I will be in the front row with my popcorn.
Oh, yeah, me too, girl.
You know, it's almost like when someone threatens to leave leave you and you'll never see them again, you kind of start to care more. So yeah, like he like probably like realized like, whoa, she's about to die on live TV and now I care. So it's kind of that vibe. I'm sure he'll be back to his old ways later.
All right. We all know Dax Shepard and his Armchair Expert podcast, right? Y'all have heard it. It's a great podcast.
Yeah. Yes.
Dax posted on his Instagram that actor Viggo Mortensen is his latest guest. And now here comes the good part. Chelsea Handler jumped into the comment section with a story about Viggo. And she said, I love this guy. I once was on a flight with him and accidentally sat in his lap because I thought he was a friend. Oh, accidentally, huh?
Yeah. No, that never happens.
So, Portia, girl, do you think Chelsea had a crush on Viggo and she just pretended it was an accident?
Listen, this is the way Chelsea shoots her shot, okay? How do you think she got 50 Cent? She sat in the damn lap. Just like in the
body.
When the man is in the bed, you get at the foot of the bed, and that's how he chews you, okay? She knows what she's doing.
Y'all ever, you know, mistaken a stranger for somebody you know? Have you had an embarrassing moment? I really want to hear it.
Megan Good and her sister just did a movie on Lifetime, and her sister has, like, finger waves on the side and dreads. And this woman was sitting in front of me on my flight, and I was like, tapping her, like, hi. I would just want to tell her, I just saw your movie on Lifetime. You killed it. And when she turned around, she was like, 20 years older than the actual girl. And I was like, oh, I'm so cool. Hey, I like
your
hair.
She's like, I made that movie 30 years ago.
Right.
You know, hey, in your phone, you have different, like, celebrities and stuff. And so
I have no celebrities in my phone. I got one celebrity in my phone, and that's the Brat.
I called up Oprah Winfrey one time, and I was scared to say anything, and here she was like, hello, yes, I'm going to give it to you. And she went, and she goes, hello, hello, and I just breathed on the phone.
Yes.
I just was breathing on the phone.
Yes, Sherry.
I make a mistake and call Whoopi Goldberg all the time.
I called Jesus, honey, and he answered.
Actually, Gary, that was Jesus. That wasn't Jesus.
Oh, hell.
No, that wasn't Jesus.
Well, all right, y'all, it is deal time, and today we got some beautiful jewelry for you. Man, zoom in on this. It's the Diamond Muse 1/10 carat diamond pendant or earrings.
The round-cut solitaire earrings and diamond cluster necklace are sure to dazzle, and the necklace features an 18-inch chain.
The necklace and earrings are both 1/10 carat diamond and made of sterling silver. Now, whether you're going for a classic or contemporary look, this jewelry can add a touch of sparkle to any outfit.
Baby, the pendant and earrings are available in silver, rose, or even gold tone, and they come in an elegant gift box, y'all. So, hey, Craig, how much is it?
Prepare to clutch your pearls, Gary. Ooh. This jewelry has been seen as high as $105. But for the Dish Nation viewers, you get your choice of the pendant or the earrings for just
$19. $19?
Yup, you know what to do. Just go to morningsave.com and tell them Dish Nation sent you.
Up next, is something going on between the real co-hosts Lonnie Love and Garcelle Bouvet? Oh, Lord. We're going to sort it out after the break.
Dish Nation. Dish Nation.
The one thing about the internet is that nothing ever goes away.
Nope.
Yeah.
There's an old clip of the ladies on the reel discussing a tweet about FaceTiming people randomly. Mm. And things got a little awkward between Garcelle and Lonnie Love. Take a look.
Uh-oh.
Ooh.
Miss Love over here has FaceTimed me without checking with me first. And I picked up your FaceTime call. So now let me just tell you, don't you ever do that again.
Wait,
Don't worry, I won't. I only FaceTimed you that one time because I know you were isolated and you were sick.
Garcelle. Just because we're in a pandemic doesn't mean that we're available to everybody 24/7. I need you to say,
wait, Garcelle.
I could be in the bathroom. I could be doing all kinds of things.
Well, then just don't pick it up. You're busy.
Oh, wow.
Now, Lonnie reposted the old clip on Twitter saying, Lord, I nailed that, didn't I?
You, I did. That was pretty good, Frank. That was almost as good as Heidi's Julia Roberts. Like, it's up there.
This happened in November. You want to mud wrestle and pick up my phone call? And Garcelle replied, Fake news.
Oh.
It's like, don't FaceTime me because I may not have my hair on. And if I don't have my hair on, I'm looking like Ving Rhames in prison. Don't do that.
But Lonnie made a good point. Don't just listen. If I look down and I see a FaceTime, Heidi, I just don't answer it. If I'm like, oh my God, I'm awful looking right now.
Frank
I'm
not is FaceTiming me right now. I told you I am not answering, even though I look good.
Come on, Sherry.
He's FaceTiming me right
now. How do you feel about people randomly FaceTiming you, Sherry? How do you feel about people randomly FaceTiming you?
I'm not going to answer the phone because I feel like you're stalking me. Don't FaceTime me.
But you have hair on.
Well, you guys, now we all remember when Mandy Moore and Wilmer Valderrama dated back in 2000.
So
Wilmer just shared this photo of him and his fiance Amanda welcoming their new baby. And Mandy, who is also pregnant, commented, look at the gorgeous angel. Congrats to you and your beautiful family and can't wait to meet her. Now that's cute and all, but considering Wilmer tried to play Mandy 4 years after they broke up in 2006 by saying the sex with Mandy was good, but it wasn't like warm apple pie on Howard Stern radio show. Doesn't this seem kind of weird?
Well, I think it shows that, listen, it's 20 years that's passed. This isn't his most recent ex. I think when you get the years in between, it's like, we were kids. It's not that big of a deal.
But didn't he take her virginity?
He did take her virginity, which is weird. Now, listen, the reach out's not that bad. Her stopping by, like, for a sip and see would not be right.
But see, this is the thing. We always tell you, you took our virginity, but we don't mean it.
This is my first time.
You guys lie about that?
My first time.
Yes, Chewy. What? Ask me how many men I slept with. Ask me, Chewy.
How many men have you slept with, Sherry?
Two.
Oh.
Both my husbands. And I don't even blink my eyes.
Hey, Sherry, me too.
But that actually is true.
All right, well, Neo is coming up on another milestone, but he says this is going to be his final one.
Oh.
We'll explain after the break.
Dish Nation. Dish Nation.
Well, congratulations are in order for Neo and his wife, Crystal. They're expecting another baby.
Yay, man.
Yay.
Neo did what all of us do when something big is happening. You go to Instagram, and that's where he made the announcement. He posted a picture, and he captioned it, overjoyed to announce the family is expanding. You ready, baby? Let's go. Hashtag number five. Hashtag fifth and final. Hashtag blessings on blessings.
Frank, if you were to have a quarantine baby, and if when you announce it, what hashtags would you use? The rest of you can chime in too. I want to hear these.
Hashtag Maury. Hashtag Maury. Hashtag Maury. Hashtag Maury.
Why? You're not, you could be the father. You're not, you don't have a vasectomy. You can still shoot bullets.
Ooh. Yes, I could.
Why not?
I had my wife's tubes tied last time I had a baby. I was like, while you're in there, why don't you just
You did what Neo did.
I didn't know my next wife might want some kids, so I didn't want to get mine all tied up.
Frank, God.
The man will always have the woman tie her tubes, but then have a baby at 75.
Yeah.
That's right.
Yeah.
Frank, you're going to be 75, old and decrepit, wanting another child. Frank cannot be 75 and peeing on himself and the baby peeing on himself. Like, you got two people peeing on themselves.
Hey, honey, it's time to change us.
The show is over, but don't forget to head over to morningsave.com to take advantage of today's great deal. Thanks for checking out Dish Nation on Audio Boom. Make sure you listen to any episodes you may have missed. They're right down below, or maybe they're over there. Just scroll up. Look, you'll find it. If you like what you heard, share it with your friends. Even share it with your enemies. Either way, share it.